USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A direct hit from Hurricane Ian has Floridians scrambling to prepare for the storm. Commanding Officer of the Coast Guard St. Petersburg Sector, Michael Kale, explains how the Coast Guard will be working to reopen ports in Florida once the storm has passed.
We'll do an immediate port assessment, see if there is damage, what kind of damage, if there are any spills resulting from either vessels that have been damaged or facilities that have been damaged. We'll be aggressively getting out to take care of that and mitigate any environmental impact. We'll be surveying the channels to make sure they're safe for vessels to come in and out.
Heavy rainfall is hitting Florida as the hurricane creeps toward the Sunshine State. A pro-life pastor whose arrest has gotten a lot of attention is pleading not guilty to the charges against him. Mark Hoke entering his plea in a Philadelphia courtroom after being arrested Friday. Drug cartels are replacing brand name medications with fentanyl. Attorney General Merrick Garland saying cartels are making the deadly drug into rainbow colored pills designed to look like candy or prescription medicines. The attorney general with a promise.
The Justice Department will never give up and never let up in our effort to protect American lives. We will continue to work tirelessly to get deadly fentanyl out of our communities.
President Biden is promoting efforts to lower health care costs. During an event at the White House, Biden bragging about positive changes made to Medicare in the recently passed spending bill. One change involves Medicare being able to negotiate with big pharmaceutical companies for lower drug prices. Recession jitters are gripping Wall Street. The Dow and S&P 500 fell for the sixth straight day as investors took profits. This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
More than 80 individuals on the terror watch list have been apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border. That number is triple from the past 5 years combined. These numbers don't include any suspected terrorist who could be among the estimated 500,000 people who escaped Border Patrol. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez reacts to these findings.
You know, many folks are coming over for a better life. They don't qualify for asylum. They don't meet our asylum laws, but they're coming over for a better life. But embedded in there are bad actors, people nobody wants in our country. Nobody wants certainly in their neighborhoods, whether they're gang members, whether they're terrorists.
The Biden administration says they're working with Mexico and Central American countries to crack down on smuggling and human trafficking. A man who fled the United States is now a Russian citizen.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has granted Russian citizenship to Edward Snowden, the former government contractor who has been living in the Federation since 2013 to escape U.S. prosecution for leaking classified documents detailing government surveillance programs. Snowden was granted permanent residency a couple of years ago. He was among 75 foreign nationals listed by a decree signed by Putin on Monday as being granted citizenship. The State Department was unaware of any changes to his U.S. citizenship status. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Please remember to follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.